Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 549 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. This week I'm joined via Skype by storyteller Taylor Gentry. And Taylor does audio podcasts and film and video stuff, and there's a whole lot going on at his folks over there at camcordertv.com. And he reached out to me and the Dumb Show and said, hey, I want to talk about what I'm doing. And I said, hey, that's pretty interesting, so we're going to talk about it. So here we are. We're going to get in that conversation with Taylor Gentry just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDR says, I am joined by a fellow podcaster and well, I guess, what do they call the video? The vlogger? Are you a vlogger? I don't know. Taylor Gentry. Welcome, Taylor. How are you doing? Tell us what you do and all that kind of stuff, and kick us off from there.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. Really happy to be here. Really excited. You know, the best way that I like to explain what I am or what I do, I just tell people that I'm a storyteller. To me, that's just an easier way of putting it, because I do wear a lot of hats. I'm a writer, a producer, director. And not just a podcast. I also I've written and directed films in the past. I've actually had a couple of films that have made appearances on the film festival circuit. And I also do freelance videography. I have a web show, and I have two podcasts that I produce. And there's actually going to be a few more podcasts that I'm going to produce on the Camcorder TV network. So you can imagine I've got my hands pretty full. So. It's just easier for me to tell everybody that I'm a storyteller, and then of course that intrigues everybody to know, oh, a storyteller, what does that all mean? Yeah. Of course, sometimes people get the wrong impression that I'm like an old man that sits on a giant rock in the middle of the forest, and then I tell tales that they pass through.
So, you mean you're not? Works.
I mean, I can be. It depends on how sentimental I feel on that day.
So, of all the stories you tell, you do because I noticed I looked you up, and you do like some interview stuff, I'm kind of more interested in, because I think you reached out to me because kind of we do similar things about kind of radio plays and that sort of thing. So, let's start there, and then we can expand outward. How's that sound?
Sure. I think the show that you're mostly referring to is Count Verhoeven's Feature of Fright. It is this crazy show hosted by an even crazier vampire named Count Verhoeven, who doesn't really have anything to do except tell tales. And he presents his audience with, sometimes he does interviews with guests who are related to the realm of horror. And typically they are film directors and film actors, but they are also, we've also had some podcasters, and we've also had some authors as well. But we also, the predominance, our specialty is audio plays. And typically the Count presents these standalone tales of just straight horror. It's either straight horror and sometimes with some dark comedic twists to them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these tales are just straight fun. Some of them have a deeper meaning to them. And in addition to that, the Count also likes to tell tales from his own past. We call that segment Tales of Drahoon. Mm-hmm. And then every now and then, the Count also likes to put out these, he calls them guides, but they're really more like performance pieces in which he, you know, he teaches you about a certain topic. For instance, we just did a guide called People I Know and People I Won't Claim. And it's basically a rundown of all of the famous people that the Count has met and some of the people that he wishes he had never met. So it's a pretty interesting who's who.
So it's, what draws you to the horror genre? What about the Count makes you is exciting? I mean, because the radio plays, are they all original, or are they some classics, or is there a balance there, or is it all original material?
And that's what I love about the show. And I apologize if I sound like I'm tooting my own horn. You know, I feel like there is almost an endless supply of source material because we do adapt some of the classics. We actually, this year, we did an adaptation of D.R. McAnally Jr.'s The Leprechaun. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. It's actually a very good short story. He's also done a reading of The Outsider by H.P. Lovecraft. That was actually one of our first episodes. But they are mostly original. I've written most of the episodes, and my friend Braden Buck has contributed a few episodes, and also a good friend of mine is in the, my friend J. Austin Duke is in the process of contributing an episode. But it's mostly original, but we have branched out and we do try to adapt stories that are in the public domain or some of the classical stories. You know, things that Arthur Machen has done and so on.
Mm-hmm. So how long, I know I do an episode a week. What's your time frame with with the Count and then the other ones that you interview? Do you have a set schedule yet, or how does that work for you?
Well, we try to, we put out two episodes a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to space them out at least 2 weeks from each other. It's funny because last year we tried doing weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And because my whole thing, I actually have a bachelor's of science in economics, was that, you know, the numbers are going up. So evidently the audience, they want more episodes.
Right.
And that's true to an extent, but the problem that you run into with a show like Count Verhoeven's Feature of Fright is that when you have that much content, it's almost too much, and it's hard for the audience to catch up on it week to week. For right. something like this, you'd need two a month because most podcast listeners that I've encountered don't listen to just one podcast. They usually have about 10 on their playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So they need time to sort of listen to Count Verhoeven and then maybe spend about 5 to 10 minutes on that episode, hit pause, and then probably go to a different podcast altogether.
Right.
And then, so when you do one episode a week, it's a little hard to, concentrate in some aspects. So you want to space it out. So that's what I try to do, with the Count Verhoeven show. And really it's in terms of the interviews, I try to work around the schedule of the person that's coming in for the interview, because typically they are very busy, and most of the time it's not an in-state interview. They live, you know, different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the time zone, it's working around shooting schedules or, you know, editing deadlines or what have you. So I try to be flexible for them so they don't have to worry, you know, all the worryings on me on, you know, pushing and shuffling things around. And then scheduling the audio plays and scheduling the Count's recording session, I try to apply the same model. I like to try to work with my actors because typically my actors, this isn't really what they do on a normal basis. Most of my actors, you know, this... most of them don't even have a whole lot of theater experience. Most of them, you know, this is just something that they thought was interesting and they just wanted to fall into it. So I kind of have to work around their schedule. And
I understand
I make it work.
So you do the audio podcasts. How can we find them? And then I want to expand then over to your video stuff briefly and mention that and how we can find out more about that.
Sure. Count Dragoon's Feature of Fright, it's available on iTunes. It's also available on our website, camcordertv.com. You type that into to the URL, you'll hit our home screen and you'll scroll over to our podcast tab. And you'll just put your cursor over the podcast tab, and then it'll give you the option of going to Calderon's Feature of Fright, which is right at the top of the list. You just click on it, and then you can listen to all of our episodes that way. We're also on TuneIn Radio, and I'm also starting to put the episodes on our YouTube channel. So if you type in Taylor Gentry Camcorder TV, it should come up. And I've put about... I don't have a good head count, but I think I've put about 5 or 6 episodes on the website right now. So you can listen to all of those, and there's certainly more to come.
Cool. So what is the Camcorder TV, and what is that about?
Well, I like to simplify things in case you couldn't tell. The best way I can explain Camcorder TV is simply storytelling. We're a jack of all trades. We love podcasting. We love web shows. We love films. And we try to have our hands in all of those mediums. I'm about to screw up on my grammar. All of those categories. We like to spread out. We like to diversify. We love to give our audience variety. We like to do all of those. And that's basically the long-term vision I have for Camcorder TV. Is to be a place for storytellers like myself who don't quite fit the mold of mainstream Hollywood, that really want to do something cutting edge and revolutionary to sort of join our movement so that we can really give the people out there some great content and some wonderful stories. Because I think that that's what this world really needs right now.
Cool. And how can we find out more about that? Where can we find you?
Well, camcordertv.com, like I plugged earlier, we have a web shows tab as well as our podcast tab. Also, if you'd like to know more about what we do, you can email me directly at taylor.camcordertv@gmail.com. And also the main Camcorder TV page, that's camcordertelevision@gmail.com. And then also, we like I mentioned earlier, we have our YouTube channel, which all of the videos that you see on our YouTube, you can find on the website as well.
Outstanding. And of course, I'll have links to this on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Before I let you go, Taylor, do you have anything you want to, because we're in July now, is there anything you want to say, look for this in the next coming weeks?
Well, for Count Dragoon's Feature Fright, by the time this episode premieres, we will have an interview the Count has done with filmmaker Anthony Rouse. He's directed a really cool short film called The Audition. It's a found footage movie. And it's awesome. It's really good. It's pretty gritty, but it's a film worth seeing. Also, I personally have a podcast called Tay. It's more of like a comedy talk show. I just sort of shoot the breeze and give you updates on what's going on behind the scenes in the website, or really the behind the scenes stuff that I'm allowed to talk to you all about. And then, you know, just some funny musings here and there. I think here soon I'm probably going to give you my thoughts on the new Mummy film that just came out. I went and saw it this week. So I've got a lot of things to say about that, and hopefully I can put it all together in a really humorous and interesting way. Well, I'll have an episode of Tay the Podcast, which is also on Camcorder TV. And you can, I only put out about one a month. So the episode for late June will be out, you know, well before this episode hits. And let's see, have I covered everything? You know, just be sure to come to Camcorder TV whenever you get a chance and just browse around and see what we have to offer and more things to come as always. We try to put something new up every week, whether it's the Tay Show, Count Dragoon's Feature of Fright. We also have a new podcast that's about to launch. It's actually a political-themed podcast called Common Ground with Colin and Braden, where there's a lot of interest around that one, and I'm anxious to see how it's going to be received by the public. It's not for the faint of heart, though. If you're not a political animal, I would stick to Count Dragoon or some lighthearted fun. It's going to be a little edgy, but I think it's going to be a really great podcast. I'm looking forward to premiering it soon.
Well, outstanding. Sounds like there's a lot of great stuff. Thanks for reaching out, man. I'm glad I got a chance to chat with you.
No problem. And hey, thanks for taking me up on this. This was a lot of fun. And I love the Inexplicable Dumb Show. And I love the name. And ironically, this show is not inexplicably dumb. So,
thank you. You can thank Shakespeare for that. That's where we got the name from.
Because of the irony that you do not have an inexplicably dumb show, or
well, no, because in Hamlet's advice to the players in Hamlet, where he praise the speech off the tongue line, he says something about making inexplicable dumb shows and noise. And my co-founder and I went, that's us. We do that. So that's how we came up with the name.
I thought so. I vaguely, it's been a while since I've seen Hamlet, but I remember that monologue now. And it's at the beginning of the show, too. So, duh.
So there you go. That's where we came up with. It's treated us well so far.
Oh, yeah. I think it's catching on. So
outstanding. Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
So that is it. I'd like to thank Taylor Gentry for stopping by today and chatting about all things that he does over there at camcordertv.com and his various podcasts and everything. So IDSers, check him out. Give him a listen. You'll enjoy him. I swear to you, you will. I promise. So again, links to what we talked about in the body of this podcast and all that sort of stuff will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show, just like Taylor did? Well, why don't you reach out to the voicemail line by calling 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, DS. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, hey man, it's the summertime. Next week, Who knows what we're going to get into, but I'm sure it's going to be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.